If you want to help support our channel, head over to Patreon and become a VIP member today. Good morning, probably, everybody.
Or afternoon-ish, wherever y'all are in the world.
Yeah, we'll probably premiere this at, what, noon, like we usually do, so.
Yeah, noon, after sometime afternoon.
Yeah. You know. It's noon-ish.
So it's basically good. When Axl Rose gets up, so.
Yeah, you know. Right. So, good morning, Axl.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to the show today.
Yeah.
Everyone who's watching, we've got to tell you, the reason we're not live this week and we've decided to go for a tape show this week is because, as you know, it is Mother's Day.
Woo-hoo.
And your mothers have been ringing our phones off the hook, and we would be so sorry to disappoint them on Mother's Night.
Yes.
So Caputo and I have taken as many of your mother's reservations for sex time as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be sexing them up real good and sending them home to you.
Yeah.
So when your mom comes stumbling in the door with her hair all messed up, just know it had to be a quickie.
Yeah.
Because there was another viewer that is also his mother was in line too. Okay. This is the service we provide.
Yeah.
Okay?
Just basically imagine the music video for Mother Lover, but it's just us instead of Andy Samberg and Justin Timberlake. So
yeah, instead of fucking each other's moms, we're actually fucking your moms.
Yeah.
Right now. So fucking as you watch
the moms.
That's right.
There you go, man.
All you gotta do, you gotta just show she comes up and shows me her phone. A hot MILF comes up, shows me her phone, and says, "Hey, look, my son subscribes to your YouTube channel." That's instant. She's getting that dick.
Or give us 5 stars on your preferred podcast platform. So
that's right. It's good deep dicking. That's all she needs.
Right in the hole in the kisser, you know.
Right in the kisser.
Right in the kisser. Fuck, we should be watching Mother Lover on this episode then. God damn.
Oh no, we missed it another year, didn't we? Oh well, the night is young. And maybe, besides, I don't know, man, because are we going to really be in the mood for it after this? Because I usually have to take like a week-long break from fucking mothers after Mother's Day. You know what I mean? Like, you just get burned out, you know?
Yeah.
It seems like all their orders come in on Mother's Day, Father's Day, when Dad's out, you know, and
yeah.
Christmas. And, you know, occasionally on Valentine's Day, but I don't want them to get the wrong idea and think we're actual lovers here. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm a gentleman.
Class act.
Right. Literal motherfuckers, by the way.
Yeah. Start that intro again.
You know, as we sat down to tape this, our buddy Ian, who sings our theme song there, boosted our server in Discord. So we want to give him a shout out and say thank you.
Shout out. Hell yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I just noticed that a little while ago, like before we got on here to do this. I was like, oh, sweet. We're back to being boosted again for a little bit. So
when he hears this, it's been like 3 days. But in real life, it's been literally, what, like an hour ago?
A couple hours ago, yeah.
Okay. I was asleep, so... You know, had to take a little snooze before we got on the air.
Yeah, because then Rick got in there and was like, what's the server booster? What's the hit of that? Hi, Rick.
Well, listen, I know what that is, okay? I know what it means to have your Discord boosted, but I think it's more beneficial if I don't tell you and make you do your own research, okay?
Yeah, Google it, goddamn. That's what Google's for.
That's right. See, but I know, I definitely know. That's why I'm so appreciative. See,
yeah,
of our server being boosted. I'm sure it costs money. So
yeah, I think so. I remember we first got the server boost from Franz. He gave us a couple earlier this year or late last year, I think. Yeah, and that's when we got those custom emojis going. Everyone's just posting their own shit in there. That
like
was
this?
Funny as hell. Yeah. Yes, we do have a Jeff emoji, but Jeff somehow still doesn't have Discord to fucking join the server.
I know, man. Like, we use his emoji. I use his emoji pretty regularly. Anytime somebody posts something a little weird or off-putting, I'll throw up Jeff as a response. But, yeah, man, welcome to the show, everybody. Today's song of the day is Saint is a Sinner 2. We're going to be listening to a little Slash track. I believe it's kind of a ballad, is it not?
I haven't heard this one in such a long time. I don't even remember, to be honest.
I don't know. I think it's a ballad. I'm pretty sure.
I don't remember if it's a slower one. I don't know if it's a ballad, but it is definitely a little bit slower paced.
Well, you know me. I like my music like Coke, not weed.
Not fast. Oh, yeah. I muted my mic there while I burped. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. We're not going to edit it out. You want me to do it too so it make you feel better?
There we go. One for one. That's fair.
Yeah. I wait till I have to pass gas. I'm not muting the mic either. Uh-huh. I think I've done it on the show before.
Yeah. You gotta do like the Peter Griffin thing. You just mask it with a cough.
Oh, dude. So what I do is I poorly time the cough when I do it in public. So I'll be like... And then I'll like stop coughing and fart again. Then I'll cough some more and then I'll... Oh man, my ex-wife thought I was doing that on purpose, and she was like, "You know, everybody can hear you." And I'm like, "God, what a fucking dumbass!" Like, of course I know everybody can hear me. That's why I'm doing it. It's funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah, women need to learn what's funny. Okay.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, you know how when people say your fart jokes ain't funny, bullshit. I can prove it. I'm proving. I've seen this with my own eyes. You remember, I got a really good friend that's got three kids. You can take a little baby, set that baby, don't know shit, in a high chair, right? Baby don't know nothing, can't even talk yet, and they'll be sitting there, and then they go. So there, you tell me if a newborn baby knows that shit's funny, what the fuck is wrong with you? Something to think about. Yeah.
No comment on that, but.
We do got a pretty good show lined up for you here. We're going to bullshit our way through it and see what happens. We got some rock and roll headline news.
A little bit. There's some.
I think we got 3-4 good news stories here.
Oh, yeah.
With some meat on the bones. And then we're going to bring back a classic bit that we hadn't done in quite some time. Caputo's Court tonight. Ooh,
it's back like the McRib.
That's
every
right.
Like 5 years, basically.
I don't know why. We've just been forgetting that bit lately. There was a time we did it like every other week.
We did. We did. We were on like a monthly basis for a little bit.
Yeah, probably best to have it on a shelf for a little while, you know.
Pretty much, you know, rehab the thing.
Turns out we did it like 2 weeks ago or something and just fucked up and forgot.
No, 2 weeks ago. Well, didn't we do like Sweet Child? No, we did. You Can't
Be We Did
Memory 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we've done Sweet Child. We're in the post-Sweet Child era of the show.
Yeah, man. We're in the post-number one Billboard era now.
That's right. We've covered that. It's in the archives.
One of the trifecta, the biggest songs.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, tonight when we spin the wheel, we've still got some pretty big songs left in that wheel. We still haven't done November Rain. We haven't done Paradise City, Night Train, Mr. Brownstone.
Mr. Brownstone.
Yeah, so
a lot of the Illusions albums still. I think like the first one I know for sure we still have a lot left to go through that.
Yeah,
but a quarter, half of Appetite left.
We were talking about this, and we'll see if I kept my notes on it. We were talking about this before we taped Shotcast last week. Mm-hmm. As it stands right now, in the Great Wheel, we have. Several songs. I'm not going to tell you how many, but I'll tell you how many there's. We have 35 Guns N' Roses songs remaining. Mm-hmm. We have 49 Duff songs, 49 more times. And I'm sorry, that's 16 new songs. If that shit Jeff is saying is true about Duff releasing Tenderness,
an anniversary edition of Tenderness with stuff. If it's just demos, fuck that.
I don't give a fuck if it ain't. I am not doing 16 more Tenderness episodes. Okay? Screw that. Those songs suck, and I don't want to listen to them. We might do one episode where we listen to all of them.
Not a bad idea.
And we'll tape it over the course of several months.
Yeah.
And then we'll put it together.
Once we have like an off week or something, you know, we gotta like take a week off. There you go. We get a full-fledged fucking episode of that. So.
Yeah, but yeah, there ain't no way I'm putting a bunch of Tenderness songs back in the wheel right after we finished Tenderness. We were done, dude. All we got left is that what that shitty Lighthouse album, and it's not as shitty as Tenderness, though.
There's at least one or two good songs. I know we gave at least the three, so I mean, there's one or two good songs on there.
Yeah.
So far, from what we reviewed. So I'm looking forward to maybe hopefully there's some more.
Yeah. Our next high, well, actually, that Duff isn't even our highest number of songs that we have to review, by the way. That honor goes to your boy Slash, who after today will have 56 songs remaining in the wheel
for
all of his solo projects.
Yeah, and it's crazy. I think it would have been more with our original Summer of Slash plans.
Yeah.
Yeah, because originally, like, our plan for Summer of Slash this year was to basically just do, like, songs that feature Slash, like, you know, X artists featuring Slash, and to kind of do that over multiple Saturdays over the summer.
Well, we might include those. We'll probably pepper those in,
too. A few of those, too, but we're going to be basically blowing through Orgy of the Damned this summer. So when that drops, we already did two of them already, so we're going to be blowing through the rest this summer.
That's right. And for
the album does come out soon. It's like, I think next week or so.
We've got about a month, I think. Let me look.
I think May 17th it drops.
Oh, the new album? I was talking about the Summer of Slash. The Summer of Slash starts June 22nd.
Yeah. Hang on. I'll double check. I'm pretty sure it's a May release.
Okay.
I'll double check. I think it is. Because he's going on tour all summer doing that Serpent Festival.
Oh, yeah.
May 17th, 2024. So, yeah, basically after this Sunday, we'll have another Slash album.
Oh, well, there you go. I'd be interested to check it out. I'm going to save it probably for the show.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of them we've already done with Blues Ball like we did.
I think there's a couple. I know Hoochie Coochie Man and Key to the Highway are ones we did. We reviewed them before it was like studio recorded where we just did the Slash's Blues Ball bootlegs.
Yeah, on the first Summer of Slash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've got a lot of Slash content. You guys, if you're a Slash fan, get ready because the Summer of Slash starts in, let's see, 1, 2, 3.
Damn it. 6 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, wow, because we planned this and it was like 6 months.
Yeah.
So, granted, we didn't know we were doing a new album yet, but you never know. You just never know what's going to happen.
You never know, man.
Let's see here. Velvet Revolver has 12. Izzy Stradlin, 39. Steven Adler has 4.
Yeah, not much left because we did, I think, both EPs already. Or
yeah, that's all he's got. Yeah,
we did both EPs and then Back from the Dead, which may or may not have been bought.
Wouldn't be shit. if the wheel spaces them out more and we end up finishing something like Duff before we finish Adler.
Yes. Adler's like one of the next to last songs to do.
Yeah.
God damn it, Steven.
We need to start doing some of those online betting, sports betting on our wheel.
Oh yeah, we should do the odds. Oh my god.
Oh man, well, we've got plenty of good shit left in there. Oh yeah, and two rapid fire songs.
Oh yeah, those will be for probably special occasions. We'll pull those out.
Yeah, probably
the rapid fire saga.
That's right. I don't know if the wheel don't get one.
Prowler, that was fucked.
Yeah, dude, Prowler was rough, man. I can't.
Prowler's fuck.
I'm going to tell myself it was a different time.
Yeah. This is before, you know, he actually got some writing cred or actually became a better writer.
Yeah.
It was him like writing it. It's not a sole writer, I would assume. It's probably
the rest of the
band, too. No, no way.
It couldn't have been. Rapid Fire's not been all that great, but it's fun to listen to.
Yeah, that was under his, I guess, other name. That wasn't Axl Rose. That was W. Whatever.
W. Rose. W. It's back when he called himself W.
W. Bailey. That's it.
That's what I call him when I meet him in public. Instead of going, Axel, I'm going to go, hey, W.
Yeah, hey, Dev. Like, yeah. Well, I mean, it is W. Axl Rose, so.
I know you're in here in this men's room trying to take a piss, but you mind if I get a quick picture?
Yeah, or just call him, hey, War. It's your initials, bro.
And you know how pissed off he looks in all those fan pictures? Except he's holding his dick and pissing while I'm thumbs up and smiling. speaking of holding his dick and pissing, we thank y'all, everybody that's checked out the Sum 41 vlog featuring Rick Dunsford.
Oh yeah, that was a great great job from you, Dustin, editing those clips and the footage and stuff.
Thank you. I've watched that piss scene like a million times, man. Every time I go to that, every time I go to show somebody, I'm like, I ain't gonna make you sit through the whole 30-minute video, but just let's fast forward and get to the end. I showed that to my girlfriend; she laughed her ass off. Yeah, she was like, hey, I know where that is. And I was like, no, you don't. Oh, you don't. You sure don't. No, no, you don't know where that is. No.
No way.
Not going to tell where that piss puddle's located. Let's see. Speaking of piss puddles, probably not the greatest segue to what I'm going to read right now. I am happy to report, because I called them out on the last episode, so I might as well go ahead and bury the hatchet in this episode. We have settled our dispute with the X5 podcast.
Woo! Yeah, because I saw it was back up again. I was like, all right.
Yes, we came to an agreement and a compromise, and it turned out it was a legit request, so I'm really glad I reached out to them. We're trying to have a good community here, and you know what I'm saying? And so that's all I'm going to say about that situation. I mean, I don't see how what we were doing caused anybody any harm. If anything, did everybody some good.
Yeah.
But, it's not like Warner Brothers reached out, you know what I mean? And it was somebody that's about our size and has about our same size following and everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if the little guys like us don't look out for each other, then YouTube's going to be like just all, it's going to be like television all over again. So
pretty much.
Yeah. We came to an agreement. That beef is squashed. So I'm happy to report that. So, anyway, check out the X5 podcast. They're good dudes.
Yeah, and check out our video about reacting to their stuff. I mean, the views are coming back. It's climbing up again, so that's good to see.
Yeah, it did suck having to start from the beginning, but you know what? Fuck it. In the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, traction again. I mean, we'll get back there.
Yeah, in the grand scheme of things, it ain't our most popular video, so.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. But with that, let's talk about some stuff that doesn't only affect our podcast and our listeners and the people who follow our bullshit. Let's get into a little bit. Rock and roll headline news. And now here's Caputo.
Woo-hoo. Okay. Sorry. Responding to some folks. People are trying to fucking FaceTime me for some reason. Anyways, let's go here. I'm a popular man. What can I say? You know, mother lover over here.
Your moms are going to have to wait till after the show.
Yeah. Yeah. She's trying to listen. I had to literally die of time of tits. You know that.
Yeah. I mean, listen, guys, we were able to squash a beef with the X5 guys. Okay. That means like we're willing to compromise. Okay. So if you could get your mothers to also be a little reasonable about hitting us up for sex, then, you know, it would be nice. So we're asking each of our listeners, talk to your mothers, let them know when Caputo's on the podcast, he can't leave the show. And give her sexy time, okay? And I don't know why this particular mother that is bugging you right now is continuing, because you just gave it to her before we went on air. So
yeah,
she's already fiending.
News. She's like dying over here, I think. Yeah. I was begging. She's begging, begging you.
Yeah, I got one of them. I got one of them upstairs raising hell now. Hang on a second.
Shut up, baby. I told you. That is real good stuff. Get it,
Sorry y'all had to hear that. Especially since it was your mother. What were we about to do?
Rock and roll headline news.
Okay, rock and roll.
Yes, sir. Let's kick it off with a big one. I know we mentioned last week about the Ghost movie, but now there's a trailer and tickets are on sale. You can go on right now.com, check out if there's playing in your city or somewhere near you. It's only in theaters for like 2 days, which is kind of interesting, I guess. Weird, but I guess a limited thing. Maybe they'll add more dates, you know, I guess if it's popular enough. I don't know. But yeah, so June 20th and June 22nd are your days. That's going to be in cinemas worldwide. And yeah, unfortunately, the times near me are kind of shit, because like it's either I go on a Thursday, the 20th at 7, or I go on the Saturday at like 3 in the afternoon.
I don't know. Let me see if it's playing near me at all. What's the name of the movie?
It's right now, but right is spelled R-I-T-E.
I didn't catch any of that because your internet's really sucks right now.
It's right here right now.com, but it's spelled R-I-T-E.
Okay. Let's take a look. Oh, hang on. I'm getting a scam call. Let's see who it is.
Oh.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
This is Mark. How are you doing today?
Hey, how's it going?
Well, the purpose of my call is to inform you that the state has recently approved a new final expense whole life insurance. What it does, it is going to cover 100% cost of your funerals, burials, or cremation expenses, and it will also give you an option to leave some money for your loved ones. Would you like to learn more about it?
Yes.
Okay, let me ask you this. Are you between the age of 40 and 80?
I'm 80.
Great. I'm just going to quickly connect you with a product specialist right away. Please hold on.
Wonderful.
Let's see where this goes.
Thank you so much for holding on the line. My name is Robert. I'm a final expense product specialist. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, young man. God bless you with a good health. We are an independent insurance brokerage that is appointed with 40 different insurance companies, licensed in 42 states, helping about 2,000 families a year for their whole life insurance. So can I ask you, how old are you as of today?
I just turned 80.
80, got it. As of today, are you 80 years old or 79?
I am 80 as of 3 days ago.
Got it perfectly. And in order to pull out the rates from your local area, can I have your zip code?
34691.
Which state do you live in?
Kansas.
Which state do you live in?
Kansas.
Tennessee?
Kansas.
Kansas?
Kansas, Kansas, yeah. Like Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. Or the band with the shitty music.
You give me a zip code of Holiday, Florida.
What?
You give me a zip code, 34691.
Oh, that's my zip code at my summer house. Sorry. Let me find some mail with my Kansas zip code if you need that. I also live in Florida.
Okay. Right now, where are you residing? You give me your zip code.
Usually in Florida until the
right
winter.
Right now, at the moment, which state do you live in?
Kansas.
And give me your zip code, Kansas.
66109.
66109.
Yes.
It's Kenneth, Kansas, right?
Yes.
And are you 80 years old? What is your date of birth?
My date of birth is June 1st, 1927.
Born in 1927?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you cracked me up, bro. I lost it. Okay.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude, you cracked me up and I couldn't hold it together.
Shit, sorry. It's like, I'm just like baiting. I'm like, let me see the magic here.
Oh, well, this fucking movie ain't playing nowhere near me. Let's try St. Louis. Maybe they'll finally take me off of their fucking, oh, yeah, we got some St. Louis Times. So if you're in St. Louis, you can check it out. If you're in Kansas City.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell that fucking idiot.
You have a better chance. Yeah. And then if you're in Canada or in the States, you have a better chance of finding this. I've heard some people like in Europe are not getting it or something, but it's like it's worldwide, supposed to be, I guess. Maybe certain parts of Europe. I don't know.
I think it's only playing in big cities because it's playing in Kansas City. It's playing in St. Louis. It's playing in Memphis, but it's not playing in Jeff or Tupelo.
Yeah, it's weird because it's literally playing the cinema closest to my house, which is maybe like a few miles away, I guess, which is like 5 kilometers, a couple miles. I don't know. Do the conversion on that.
I don't know. I do math.
It's weird, yeah.
I don't know kilometers. I only know the good Lord's measurements.
It's weird because it's playing. Yeah.
Use my feet. Like,
at the only movie theater that's within like a 10-15 minute drive of my house, which is interesting. But if not, well, I'll probably end up checking out it. This is a long movie, though. It's like almost 2.5 hours.
Well, if it's a concert movie, then it's, you know.
But the thing is, it's combining a concert with like a narrative thing. So I don't know if you Ghost fans follow like the stuff they do on YouTube. Like they have their own story with chapters and like the webisode stuff on their YouTube.
I've heard it. I've basically never kind of given enough a fuck.
It's kind of following a pun on that, I guess. It seemed from what I've read and what I've heard so far. But there is a trailer. We should definitely check that out.
All right, you got the trailer?
I do have it. Just give me a sec here.
Let's watch that damn trailer then, boy. Let's see what we got.
It's a very quick one. It's only like a minute and a bit, but it is pretty cool. You see some footage in there.
You see us in it? Are we in it? Are we in it?
Is
it
no. Because no. I wish if they filmed this at that show. Holy,
that'd be cool.
This is from when those two shows at the Kia Forum, when they're like, when they basically were like, no cell phones. This is why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a look, see, and see what's going on here.
Way beyond. There's Tobias. Darkness of the
universe. I forget how little he is in real life. He looks little on that stage.
The risk of oneself. Yeah, he's not super tall. Experience. Oh, the old guy with the saxophone.
However, this is not a tale about death, but one of life.
Hey, that's the first song we ever heard by them on here.
That is, yeah. That's what got us into this band.
Yeah.
Doing Ghost by Slash, and we're like, oh, there's a band called Ghost, let's check them out.
Yeah.
I've literally started a band in this band. Oh my god, he's killing someone. We're gonna get an animated segment? Hell yeah.
It'd be cool to check out before it goes to Disney Plus.
Or wherever, because there's also a soundtrack that's accompanying this too, but the soundtrack doesn't come out until like the end of July.
That must be when it's coming to Disney Plus then.
Yeah, so it must be that's when it's going to be on like digital, or you can like buy or rent it, or it may be like on a streaming service or something. So that's probably why it's going to be like a limited theatrical thing, just to make a little bit of money off of it, and then
it goes.
They'll sell you on like the soundtrack, or you maybe get on vinyl plus with a t-shirt combo or something. So I've seen them all doing that right now, or you can pre-save it on your streaming service.
You know, I said somebody'd make a killing if they do like Netflix, but with concerts. Mm-hmm. And that service does exist now.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not going to pay for it, but now that I've been called on my bluff, I'm like, I'm not going to buy it.
There's a couple like that, I believe.
I think it's called Veeb or some shit. Or
that's one. I saw one. It was Kello Concerts, but it's Q-E-L-L-O.
I know it's something weird.
And plus, Disney is putting out a bunch of concerts. I think they're re-enhancing like the Queen live in Montreal with like into like IMAX or something. It's coming out, I believe, sometime the next week or so on Disney Plus.
Now they better not use AI. That's all anybody's going to talk about. It ain't even a real concert. They just generated them with AI.
No, no. It's the actual like Queen live in Montreal, which was released like on DVD and stuff before, but they're just enhancing it for like surround sound. And now it's an IMAX, like IMAX quality or some shit, whatever that is. Basically, IMAX, it's going to be loud as fuck.
IMAX. What IMAX is it's a very huge screen in a nutshell.
Yeah.
So, like, I saw Star Wars in IMAX when I saw, like, I love The Force Awakens. Everybody bitched about it, but I liked it.
Liked that too. It was like it felt similar to like the original trilogy to me. It was a good callback to that, which was nice.
I saw that motherfucker four times while it was in theaters, once in 3D, once in IMAX, and twice in just regular theater. And, yeah, I mean, IMAX, to me, it just wasn't worth paying for. I would get paying a little extra if you put it in 3D in the theater. I wouldn't do it at home, but, like, 3D movies is now kind of a dead gimmick. Kind of like they came around in the 80s.
Yeah.
They were making 3D movies, and then the gimmick died. And then they came back in the 20-teens and the early 2000s.
Thanks to Avatar.
Yeah, with 3D movies, and now the fad has died. You never see anything available in 3D anymore.
There is, but everyone just avoids it like the plague.
Well, you do get a headache after a while.
You do. I'm like, I'm already nearsighted. I don't want to fuck my eyes up any more than they already are. So
yeah,
like,
see, that's my problem. I have to put the glasses on over my glasses, or I can't see shit.
Yeah, it's even worse.
Yeah, so, I mean, but it was cool for Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, I could imagine.
Hmm. Green Lantern was so good in 3D, I didn't even realize the movie sucked.
Yeah.
I tried to watch it on DVD, and I was like, man, this blows. It was just cool in 3D.
Yeah. Thank goodness Deadpool killed Ryan Reynolds before he could take Green Lantern. So, if you all saw the ending of Deadpool too.
Oh, man.
Which only makes me more stoked for the new Deadpool coming out in a couple months.
I know, the Wolverine.
Oh, I saw the trailers for that one. It looks fucking good. The jokes are on point, which is already... I like it, because it's going to be R-rated.
Dude, speaking of jokes on point, have you seen that Tom Brady roast?
Oh, I've been posting clips on it on Instagram all week. Oh, my God.
What's your favorite joke?
Oh, fuck. My favorite sets? I'll tell you, like, my favorite ones was, like, Nikki Glaser fucking killed it.
Oh, she always does.
She fucking killed it. Kill Tony. Bro, this guy was just rapid-firing jokes. And fucking dying, but all of them.
Oh man, yeah, that was great. My favorite joke of the night was the one about the cryptocurrency.
Oh yeah.
And he said even Gronk was like, me know that not real money.
Yeah, I was just yeah, fucking killed it though. You know, oh, we have Sam Jay also did a pretty good job too. Like, oh, she did an okay job, you know. She fucking roasted Drew Bledsoe. It's like, that's nice, you have a Super Bowl ring, but it's just like my strap on. Just because you wear it doesn't mean it's real.
I want to see the whole thing. I've been digging up clips online. Oh, yeah.
So it's a 3-hour roast, but it was fucking good for all 3 hours.
Yeah. And what was the Roastmaster's name? Jeff?
Jeff Ross. Jeff Ross Jeff always puts Ross. A good one in. Or he came Jeff in Ross. As like fucking OJ.
When he did the massage joke about, was it Bill Belichick?
Rob Kraft.
Oh, Rob Kraft, yeah.
And Tom's like, whoa.
Yeah, he's up on that shit, yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I mean, Robert Kraft even got a little couple jokes in.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it, man. That's I'm
a
waiting.
Good one. Even Julian Edelman had a pretty good roast. Let me just say, there's a lot of Tom Brady got divorced jokes. There's quite a few Aaron Hernandez jokes, which I'm like, I'm surprised they would go there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Let's move along. We've got somebody got pissed off you was telling me about earlier, and then we'll get to the main event. We'll save the Axel and Baz news for the main.
What do you mean? Oh, I was talking about Richie Sambora's in the headlines.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
what did he say?
Basically, Richie Sambora regrets he did not quit Bon Jovi earlier. Hang on, I just pull up the article because I just saw the headline. I was like, oh, of course.
It's gonna be me and you one day.
Yes, he was on the Allison Hagendorf show. He basically said, oh, I probably would have left earlier. Might have left a couple of albums before because I think John was moving into a place where he wanted to not really be a band and he'd rather go solo.
And that's going to be Chris one day when he's a successful podcaster. I wish I'd quit Guns and Radio sooner. Mm-hmm. Left that fat redneck bastard behind.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of Bon Jovi, there is that documentary on Hulu, so... I don't know if anyone's watched that. I got to check it out myself, actually.
I ain't even seen the new song yet, and I've been meaning to.
Yeah, the new album comes out, I think, in a month from now. Less than a month from now, June, I think June 7th, right before my birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Yeah, I would have preferred, you know, maybe Axl Rose's solo record comes out on June 7th.
I don't know what he's planning, but
whatever it is.
This. We ain't going to know for a few years.
Yeah, man, he's putting up accounts everywhere. Who knows? Probably by the time... Next week, he's going to have a Twitch account or something.
That's it, dude. He's going to start streaming video games.
He can finally stream all those Fortnite Victory Royale he's been getting while he's fucking waiting for Slash to finish his solos.
You see Axel holding a controller, but it's really Fernando playing.
Oh, fuck you doing this, Nando.
They're watching this right now going, God damn it, he's on to us. He hasn't even launched yet, and he's figured it out.
Yeah. I mean, unless they're launching, like, the Guns N' Roses skins for Fortnite or something, then kids would be like, who the fuck are these old guys in my game?
Yeah. Yeah, these kids ain't going to have a clue who the fuck they are.
Yeah, they'd be like, where's John Wick? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, man. Well, we've kind of hinted at it. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Axel's put out a YouTube channel.
Yeah. Well, it's been registered at least, so.
Well, he's got a lot of unlisted videos on it. It's all those Not in This Lifetime Selects, though.
Which is funny, because it links back to the website under media, and you can see them. I think someone posted in our Discord that, like, I guess those are the videos that he posts onto his YouTube channel. So he basically has those as embed links for his website.
Why didn't he just use the ones that were already up? I don't get that.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Just use the Guns N' Roses YouTube. I don't know. I get wanting to take the sort of, I guess, the at handle or like the IP of it. You know, like, so no fake accounts come into play. I can understand that. I think that's my thought too at first. I'm like, okay, maybe he's just taking the domain name because someone's gonna fucking take it and try and do some shit. You know, that's why I thought with the TikTok and a few of these other things, you know, he just has it just so it's, he has it, you know, he doesn't have to like buy the username off someone else or something.
Yeah.
You know, so, but the rabbit hole keeps getting deeper on this. You know, there's rumors of the book, of, you know, maybe some other solo things going on. So I don't know what's going on unless, you know, Axel starts posting like reaction videos or something. And then I'll be like, okay, maybe he's gone full blown YouTuber.
Yeah,
his midlife crisis hit at 63. It's a little bit too late, but sure.
Today I'm gonna be reacting to this video of a cat on a ceiling fan.
It's just his cat.
Starts a TikTok right as it gets banned.
Yeah.
Then in 30 years, Rick will dig up Axel's lost TikTok videos.
Sell those for a couple of grand.
I know he'll buy them for a couple of grand. He'll leak them on the internet.
Yeah. Someone's going to put on the internet archive anyways. So.
Oh, man.
That would be interesting. Good. Axl Rose reacts to Guns N' Roses podcast. Wait, it's us.
Who are these fucking guys?
These fucking assholes. Yeah. Randall, why are you saying this shit?
Well, you read the last news story and take a minute. I'm going to step aside for a second.
Alrighty. So this one's another study like the one we had on last week's Rock News segment. So whiskey retailer Flask & Barrel recently analyzed 23,425 Spotify playlists created that were somehow referenced drinking or partying in the title of the playlist. They tally the results. for most popular songs on these playlists, as well as the most popular artists when it came to their association with drinking and partying. We're just specifically here looking at the rock bands that appear on these sort of quote-unquote drinking songs playlists. So we have the top 20 most popular drinking songs in the rock genre, and also the most top 20 most popular rock bands. Sorry, I can't even fucking talk today. My goodness. Dustin's around here somewhere. I already just went through my bit, so I'm just waiting for him to get over here. Okay, there we go. Perfect. All right.
Yeah.
So I explained to the our great listeners here about this a study here from Flask and Barrel, a whiskey retailer.
Uh-huh. I thought we were talking about the new Baz album, so I am coming in blind. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, this is kind of like our main thing. I don't know. Listen, check out the new Baz album. We're in the past, so we probably haven't heard it yet, but check it out.
Yeah.
Well, future us will let you know on our socials or something. So
that's right.
Check those out. But anyways, here we go. So do we want the most popular rock drinking songs or the most popular rock bands in drinking song playlists?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to guess a couple of songs. Right. And you tell me if they're where they rank on the most popular if they come in. Okay.
Yeah. So this is based on a very small sort of group of data. It's only roughly over 23,000. Sorry. Yeah. 23,000 Spotify playlists.
And it's all rock, right?
Yeah. They're just talking rock in general. Yeah. Just rock.
Rock drinking songs. Let's see. Too bad it's not country. That'd be even harder because goddamn. Every
yeah. Half the song has the title whiskey or beer.
I'm going to say Night Train's in there. Gotta
not,
be
not in the top 20. No,
oh, it's not. Okay,
not in the top 20.
Let's see. So that one's done. What's the name of that fucking?
You gotta think more like ones that are popular at karaoke, or like ones you'd put like in a get psyched mix.
Okay.
Arena anthem. So you gotta think here.
Arena anthems.
Like things okay. You hear are like in between intermission of sporting games.
Bum, 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 bum. Well, welcome to the jungle.
Close, but no, not in the top 20.
Well, let's see. I'm going to do one more guess and then we'll move on. Mm-hmm. I don't have a fucking clue, dude. There's got to be some Dropkick Murphys in there. That's what I get drunk to. So.
No Dropkick Murphys. You got to think like a lot of bands from the 70s and 80s here.
Okay, well, what you got? Tell us.
You want me to do like the top 10 here? I can go from 20 to 1.
Let's do the top 10. Let's
okay.
We still got to do Caputo's Court.
Yeah. Africa by Toto at number 10.
What?
Yeah. I mean, why not get drunk to the definition of a white man's version of Africa? So
fair enough.
True. Don't Stop Believing by Journey at number 9.
Don't stop. Okay.
You Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC.
Yeah, that makes sense. I hear that one a lot at the bar.
Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. That's, I don't know, I guess because some guy rode a skateboard drinking cranberry juice to it. You know, you got to put some vodka in there. Yeah. Thunder's always happening when it rains.
Yeah, I hate that song.
You know, I don't mind it. Fleetwood Mac, man, they got their own groove. Fortunate Son by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
That makes sense because I like getting drunk to that song, playing along and shit.
Hotel California by the Eagles, number 5.
Okay.
Number 4, another AC/DC song, Back in Black. Number 3, Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
What?
I don't know. I assume, I guess people fuck their cousins to that song while they're drunk.
Yeah, well.
There Sweet you Home go. Alabama, huh?
You ought to hear it. We fuck your mom too, so it's only weirder.
That's true, yeah. And more AC/DC at number 2, Highway to Hell.
Okay.
And number 1, again, AC/DC, probably the one song everyone fucking knows, Thunderstruck.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and they are pretty much the number 1 in the top 20 of rock artists as well that appear on drinking or partying playlists.
I love it when you get like Thunderstruck and somebody don't know the words and they're singing at karaoke and all they know is Thunder. And it usually collapses. I was born in the.
Then you go, sound of the drums. That's it. Guns N' Roses does make the top 10 on the top bands.
Okay.
Number 9, 2,451 playlist appearances.
Okay.
Which I believe most of those would be Night Train if they're hardcore fans.
What are the top 10 bands?
So Green Day at number 10.
Right.
GNR at number 9. CCR at number 8.
Okay.
Led Zeppelin at number 7. A weird one at 6. Nirvana. Okay.
Yeah, gross.
That's kind of that's kind of depressing. You must be like very very not well if you listen to Nirvana while you're drunk.
If you're drunk on like a Tuesday, then we get it. You're probably depressed drunk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's probably anyone drunk in Seattle. It's so much rain. It rains here. It's still sad.
I like it rain.
Busy Stradlin's all the here the fuck it comes, you know?
Yeah.
Fleetwood Mac at number 5. Red Hot Chili Peppers, number 4.
Like, okay, I get Chili Peppers.
Yeah, because you got some good sing-along tunes you can drink to, so.
I don't get.
Yeah, Nirvana don't get. Fleetwood Mac, I guess, because they had a bit of a resurgence because of that TikTok, maybe.
Uh-huh.
That's true. Or like the hipsters are all like, yeah, I'm drinking my like my IPA hoppy beer. It's gluten-free while listening to Rumors because I'm so fucking cool. I'm like, we get it. Rumors is a good album. Stop fucking gatekeeping it, you loser. You weren't born in the 70s. You're born like in my era, fucking douche.
You douchebag.
Yeah, go listen to the fucking New Radicals and their one album.
The Macho Man Randy Savage album.
Yeah, which honestly, I think Macho Man Randy Savage, I'm just going to say this right now, hot take, he has a better diss track than Drake and or Kendrick Lamar could ever fucking make.
Hey-o. So,
honestly, if any of those guys stepped up with Randy Savage, I think Macho Man would fucking beat him down on the mic.
And Randy would drop him in real life.
Oh, yeah, he fucking dissed Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan didn't have a response.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan got his black eye from jet skiing on the night that Elizabeth left Randy and stayed at Hogan's house.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, bro. And in the middle of all that turmoil, you decided to go jet skiing. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I guess you got inspired by Brother Brutai.
Sounds about right, brother.
Yeah, brother. Number 3, the Rolling Stones.
I get that one.
I get that.
Honky tonk women and shit like that.
Number 2 is Queen. You know, everyone's got to get their Bohemian Rhapsody in.
Oh, yeah.
That, and then AC/DC, as mentioned before, number 1.
Naturally. Yeah. AC/DC is good drinking music. Well,
yeah. You got a fair representation on this top 20 here, too. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go, folks. What's your favorite drinking song? Let us know in the comments below. But for now, it is time for us to move right along because I'm looking at the time. And
yeah, we've been going for a while. Holy shit.
Yeah. We're gonna do 3 of these, so it's gonna be a very compact edition.
It's time. I got the gavel ready, and I believe you also have the intro.
That's ready right. Almost right now. It is now time. I'm getting it ready. It's happening. It is now time for us to judge some motherfuckers here, because the song "A Saint Is a Sinner" too. But let's decide who's a saint and who's a sinner. Only in Caputo's court. All right, so there it is.
There we go.
And let's take a look at our first person up to... So, the first question for Judge Caputo. Am I the asshole for saying that I won't willingly take part in a new Mother's Day tradition?
Ooh.
Let's see. So this person is a 16-year-old male. My mom died 7 years ago, and things have changed a lot. Yeah, sorry to hear that, brother. About a year after mom died, my aunt died, and my dad took in the 2 kids that were babies when my aunt died. So I guess he took in his nieces or nephews or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know my aunt, and I never knew, and dad never knew that she had kids or anything, so it was a big change when it happened after a big loss. in our lives. Since Dad had my cousins and he wouldn't let me go to my aunt and my grandma's for Mother's Day, we'd celebrate with Mom on that day. My aunt was also married with kids, and they'd be with us too. For me, it was the best way to spend Mother's Day because I miss my mom like crazy, and I kind of hate the day in some ways because she's not there.
Rightfully so, understandable.
2 years ago, my dad met his new wife. She had three kids already. God damn, are y'all like the Brady Bunch in here?
Yeah, stop fucking.
I know, right? Dude, listen, if she's got three kids, she is not dateable. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you usually stop at two. Three is usually the honest mistake, you know.
After she that, got one. I don't date girl. We got one kid. Mm-mm, not me. Anyway, she had three kids already, and before they had a chance to introduce us all, guess what happened, Chris?
What happened?
I bet you got pregnant again.
Oh, God damn.
Three kids, man. You should have figured out she was fertile. She gets pregnant easy.
Close the trap.
Yeah. So things went super fast when we met each other, and she and the kids moved in. Their baby was born 7 months ago, and they got married 3 months ago. My dad and his wife were talking about Mother's Day, and they wanted to start a Mother's Day tradition for our family, which includes us all. I heard about it 2 nights ago when I got up to get some water, and they were discussing some last-minute stuff. Mainly my dad telling me that my grandma and my aunt, his dad was telling him and his grandma and his aunt all together. I told him I didn't want to take part in their tradition. I wanted to keep my own. He told me the traditions change. I told him I already hate the day enough, and I don't want to celebrate with his new wife. I told her that I just wanted my family, and she told me that she and the kids are my family now, and she is the mom of the family. So I told Dad. He knew how much I struggle with Mother's Day already. He said he knew, but he wanted us to be a close family, and he didn't want me standing outside of it. I told him that will happen when he forces this on me for two, whether he forces this on me for 2 years or not, because I'll never consider his wife my mom, and I'll never look at her as a mother figure for me. I told him I have two amazing ones in my life, and I lost my mom, and I told him he has no idea what it's like to lose your mom, but it's one of the worst things that can happen. He told me that they really weren't okay with me missing out on starting new traditions with the family, and I told him I will not take part willingly, that they will be forcing me every step of the way. He and his wife said I could at least try, and I told her that I shouldn't have to when I don't have a mom to celebrate. They should be more accepting of that. I told her that she has both parents, too, and so she can't understand either. They both got really annoying with me for refusing to change my stance, and I told them one more time that I will not take part willingly. My dad tried talking to me on his own, but then he got more frustrated because I tried to open up about how it made me all, about how it all made me feel. So with that, Judge Caputo, he has pled his case.
All right. I'm trying to see from like both views. I can get why, especially because, you know, this person's like still pretty young. You lose your mother that when you're that young. Oh, that'll fuck you up for a while, mentally and a lot of other things. So I can kind of understand why. You know, especially of a day that reminds you, like, every year, that person not being there. And, you know, for some people, you know, it takes a while to sort of, not necessarily get over it, but just be, like, you know, accepting of it and just kind of, like, sort of move on in a way. But it's, like, something that's always going to be in the back of your head kind of ordeal. It is tough, because then I get why it's, like, you know, but these people understand, you know, you have your parents and I'm missing one, you know. And I get like, you know, I think that happens a lot too, you know, like these widowed husband or wife, whatever, they want to move on sort of and they find someone else. And it sort of alienates the original kids there too. And I can totally get why. So I think it's one of those situations. There are probably ways to handle this better. I'm kind of just rambling a bit here, but
Judge,
order. Oh, jeez.
Order in the court.
No, I'm just trying to explain like the rationale of like both sides here. I don't know. It's not like, you know, you and I could be in this situation. I definitely can't. Cause I'm still here living with my fucking parents, you know?
Yeah. So, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe you could, humor her and get over yourself.
Exactly. You kind of can't force your kids to be like, oh, I'm moving on. You have to move on as well.
Yeah, but you can look, it don't mean any fucking thing. I mean, if you don't want to do it after you turn 18 and move the fuck out, don't do it. But in the meantime, you know what I'm saying? If who cares? Humor her ass and that's my thought on it.
I mean, that's also a point too, but then why don't you just bullshit and see your plans? Be like, oh, sorry, I can't do it. Always be busy that day. You know,
I know, right? That's make perfect. Sure work puts you on the schedule.
Yeah, exactly. Always be busy that day. Then, you know, even, you know, work may suck sometimes, but it does help take the mind off a lot of things. You focus on one, you do that.
When I worked in the pizza industry back in the day, well, you know, when you work in a restaurant, you don't work like a set schedule.
Yeah.
They put a new schedule out every week. Well, come Thanksgiving, nobody wanted to work. But me, I was like, please put me down for Thanksgiving. Because one, I knew wouldn't nobody be in there. I'd be folding boxes, smoking weed, and fucking off all day. And it'd give me an excuse to avoid my family. Because we hadn't had a few crucial people die yet. Because, you know, every time you lose a grandma, you also lose like five or six aunts and uncles.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
In a way, you know. And so we lost several aunts and uncles over the years that were bringing people to our family. And then, you know, my great grandma died and she took with her three great uncles and all of their families that went with them, you know? So when you lose a grandparent, the family always shrinks by a lot because then you've got uncles and stuff, you know, great uncles, I should say, that you never hear from again. And, you know, that's just fine with me personally. I'm not all that close with my family except for a handful of them. But I don't know why you can't, but that's me talking to you as like a mature adult. This kid's like 16.
Exactly. You know,
sometimes when you're a grown up, you just humor motherfuckers and make them feel good. Cause
well, that's true. Yeah, absolutely.
You think every time we're live and a stupid comment pops up, that's ignorant, I don't want to go, wow, what a stupid comment. No, I go, wow, man, thanks for the insight there, buddy. That was a good idea.
You know? Yeah, we just try and make a joke out of it or whatever. But I don't know. In this case, you know, with the factors and all the circuit of anything, not the asshole. There we go.
There's the judgment. Yeah. Not the asshole. We got another Mother's Day one kind of here. I'm going to read you the story here. My mother passed away suddenly about a month ago. I was very shocked and traumatized. It was an emotional situation, which I sure am adding to the issues, she says. She left her house to my older sister and me. I took 2 weeks off of work to help go through all of my mother's belongings and coordinated the entire memorial. My sister moved into my mother's house shortly after my mother's passing, which we agreed on. And the other half of the agreement was between us and per our mother and our mother before she passed away. She was to pay me for half of the house's value. This was also an agreed on terms that if I move into the house instead, I have since informed my sister that I do not want to. Anyway, but basically they had to pay each other. Whoever moves in has to pay half, buy out the other one. All right, there we go. She's now asking me to sign my name off on the house's deed before she has even refinanced me. Oh, by the way, it does say above that in the paragraph that I skipped, she paid, let's see, 25% already. The poster has paid to get the house deeded for her sister. All right, so now she's asking me to sign my name off on the house's deed before she has even refinanced the house and paid my and paid me my portion. And she's calling me money hungry and basically painting me as the villain. This was expected and an illegal agreement the entire time. My husband and I could desperately use the money, too, as we purchased my grandmother's house after she passed. And in doing so, it has put us in a lot of debt. Not that that would really has any bearing on the situation at hand. It would just really help. But am I the asshole for not wanting to sign my name off on the house until I am paid a 25% portion of the house?
It always somehow comes down to money with these things.
Yeah.
I can see why. It's like, especially because you're this poster, the OP here needs some money. Seems yeah. like so. And there was a previously based upon agreement between her and her sister. So
if she signs that deed. There's nothing legally bonding her sister to actually pay her.
That also true. But I mean, like in sort of principle, it wasn't like, you know, a contractual thing, you know.
Then you're going on trust, and I don't know, man. I would,
yeah.
That's when I'm too. Dealing with friends and family and money, I make sure I get my shit in order. If I say I'm gonna pay a friend or a family member by a certain date or a certain agreement, then I make sure to stick with.
Exactly. So, that just judge shows
for what it's worth. I am on the plaintiff's side on this one.
Yeah, I would say not so good. Get your bag, get your money, and then you can sign off on that shit. Boom.
It's business, baby. It's only business.
Exactly. Only business.
Business is cold. All right, last one. Am I the asshole for firing my time-blind niece from babysitting over the phone?
You're what? Right.
Time-blind. I misread it. I thought it just said my blind niece from babysitting. Time-blind. This is not this is not a long one, so let's
okay. That's a new phrase. I've never heard of that.
It sounds like the bitch is always late. Oh, there we go. That's the condition Axl Rose suffers from.
Time blindness. Time illiteracy.
I have three kids. They're not old enough to be left at home alone. They're 10, 8, and 7. Bullshit, they're old enough to be left alone. Bullshit.
Oh, yeah. In the fourth grade, I was being left alone at home.
Yeah.
What, like 9?
Fourth grade would be, let's see, 9 or 10, is kindergarten, yeah. 6 is first, 7 is second, 8 is second grade. By second grade, I was staying home alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. For anyway. A couple
hours, you know, like after school or whatever. That's it.
Lady, you are not helping your case. The 10-year-old especially can watch after the others.
Exactly. What the fuck? Like, are your kids that useless? Do they still breastfeed?
My niece is probably in this day and age. My niece is 16. Yes. She's only 6 years older than her and has high functioning autism. My wife and I agreed to let her babysit when my sister asked. It's easier. It's an easy way to have a babysitter and she gets money to spend. She babysat last week and she was late. We were able to get to our event, but it was annoying. The whole night went well. Kids had a good time. And I informed her that she cannot be late because we have places to be. The day my wife and I had to get to a work function and she needed to be on time. She was supposed to babysit, but when she left, she was 20 minutes late. I called her and told her not to come. I pulled a favor from my neighbor and we left. I got a call from my sister pissed off that I fired my niece. It's not her fault that she has time blindness. So my niece has been very upset about being fired. And I personally think it's a good life experience. It's better to figure it out now. Then before she gets a job where you actually have to clog in, my sister called me a jerk and my wife is thinking I may have been too harsh, even if she agrees that her being late is an issue. All right, there you go. No more context.
Okay,
that's it.
Yeah. Like literally if most jobs, if you're late once, you're pretty much out the door anyways. So being given a couple, at least two, even like three chances here, like even more than the three strike rule at this point. And you're right. It's good to know she learns it now before then you're going in the real world and get a job and your ass is going to be grass like that the first time you show up late.
Yeah.
That's not a good first impression, you know. That already sets a low bar for you there and you're basically already on thin ice. If you're showing up late the first day on your job, oof. you're screwed. So not the asshole. Sorry, honey. We'll give you a reality check.
Yeah, those reality checks suck. But what do you think? Yeah. Let us know in the comment section below. That sounds like the beginning of that song that goes, "What if I say you're not like the other?"
Oh, a little bit. Sounds like, yeah, Pretender by Foo Fighters. Too. I was thinking it sounds more like a Zeppelin song. Yeah.
Yeah, it took me a minute till you said it. I was like drawing blanks.
Sounds like Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You.
Don't know that one.
Oh, that's a very good one from their first album. My hands
This might be a new world record for me getting bored with a song.
Dang. Really? Well, I don't know. Probably Doug Preston in a second. Oh, fuck that.
Who's the singer?
So this is Rocco DeLuca on this track. So he's a California-based folk, soul, and blues musician. He had his own piece in Rocco DeLuca and The Burden, but he's been going solo since 2009.
Right on.
Yes. So he's known for using the Dobro, a particular design of the resonator guitar. Google that. That's a different. Yeah, I mean, look at the image of it right now. It looks like a guitar they use in country or some shit.
Probably is.
Yeah, so he's opened for John Mayer, John Lee Hooker, even played with Johnny Cash before his passing, which is pretty crazy.
He's dead? Okay, we can shit talk him then.
No. I'm saying Johnny Cash.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah, because he says, looking through Wikipedia or whatever his source is here, he had the opportunity to play with Johnny Cash. He opened for John Mayer, John Lee Hooker. And then he had his band for a little while until 2009. And then basically he continued as a solo artist, worked on projects with Slash and Robertson, who is the lead guitarist for Bob Dylan.
Robbie Robertson. Now that's a rock star name right there.
Yeah. So he's done a few things, still on tour. He actually did some songs for Red Dead Redemption 2. So if you're into that game.
Oh, yeah, I love Red Dead 2. I believe this would fit on it. Yeah. It's got a very Red Dead feel. I was going to say your mom's a hoe, but I couldn't get to the button quick enough.
Damn it.
You're listening to Coast AM with Art Bell. Call us on our hotline, East of the Rockies. I don't remember the number, but this sounds like some shit Art Bell would have played. You remember Art Bell?
The name sounds familiar, yeah.
No, this like, see, look, it fits. Want to go for a ride? Join the Coast to Coast AM newsletter. You see?
Yeah.
It fits.
Oh, it totally fits.
Alright.
Goose Explode.
Get it, Slash. Kind of makes me think of like those medieval guitars, like when you play shit like Skyrim, and you're walking into the what do you call them, the taverns and shit where the bards are.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. This sounds like it could be like part of like a LARP thing.
Oh
like
yeah.
A LARP song or something.
LARP slash.
Walking through the valleys and the forest with my gimp. That was something I don't know. Fantastical LARP. Shit.
Dude, I want to see LARP slash. Elden Ring. So bad.
George R. Martin, I don't know, something.
So you see Slash, right? And he comes walking in with a lute, and he's got those big puffy shoulders and those tight sleeves with the thing around the finger. You know what I mean? And the pointy boots and everything like a bard would address. But then he's got the same top hat and sunshades, smoking a cigarette. And smoking a Marlboro Red in a time when there wasn't anybody had to roll your own.
Yeah, it's my custom character, man.
I can confirm for a fact that when DJ Ashba smoked, he smoked Marlboro Lights.
Oh.
Because I caught one of his cigarettes and took a drag on it, and I was a big enough smoker back in the day. I could blind taste test a cigarette and tell you what it was. I'm not bragging. I'm not bragging at all, because honestly, dude, smoking was the worst thing. Even though I'm still addicted to nicotine, I still take Zen. Smoking was so hard to quit for me. But I had to, man. I was going to die. I almost had the high blood pressure. I was fixing to have a stroke if I didn't. So it was either cigarettes or pizza and cheeseburgers. So, you know, look, take one look at me and guess who won. All right. Oh, another thing, dude, I learned about smoking. After you quit smoking, people that smoke stink.
Yeah, you smell even more now.
I never smelled it on a lot of people, but a lot of people I see at work that are really good friends of mine that are smokers that I met at the smoke deck, and I still have a really, what I feel like is a really strong friendship with. I don't see them as often anymore. But I used to go down to the smoke deck and see people and talk to people. Now I get in the elevator with them, and oh, man, that about knocked me out. And I was like, man, just think, I used to smell like that.
Yeah.
Now I smell like pot and bacon grease. That's what Caputo said when he came up for our season finale in season four. I asked him, I said, we weren't on the air at the time, but I asked Chris this. And Chris, you remember, I said, what was about me that you couldn't get off the internet? Did you learn about us being together? And he said, you smell like pot and bacon grease. And I said, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. Because
call this. So who knows?
Oh, I'm not making this up totally. No.
I don't know. I don't know. I do have a little bit of short-term memory, but I honestly don't remember.
Man, we had a good time. I can't wait till we get to kick it again. That was a fun fucking weekend.
That was a good time. I won't lie.
I'm so glad, folks, to report that Chris Caputo doesn't smell weird. So that's in that category, one to Chris and no to Dizzy Reed so far. So
yeah, no, I'm very an avid deodorant, so I will not smell weird.
Dizzy Reed smelled like pot. If you haven't been tuning into our early episodes, I've said that a million times on the show. But for those new people coming on from the X5 podcast clip that we posted and drew in so many new subscribers with, that's the joke. Dizzy Reed smells like pot.
Yeah. Well, speaking of subs, get us the 10K. We're going to have some special shit going on with that.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that. I haven't been.
We're at 9-ish.
So I used to baby that set that shit, and then after I figured out we couldn't make any money off of YouTube because they won't pay us out, I was like, man, okay. My mind immediately went to other shit that we could do with the show. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we're a bit over 9 right now. So 10K, we got to do like a 10K sub special. We'll figure something out.
Oh, yeah. We'll figure it out. We'll do something. We'll get you took care of.
Yeah.
Now that I've had a little smoky smoke, I'm enjoying this a whole lot better. So
it's a chill song. Now it's actually picking up a bit. I feel like some percussion, I think, in the background. There's a little bit of electric guitar, I think, in there too.
Okay.
At least from what I'm hearing.
Finally got some drum action. Got them marching band drums in it.
Oh, yeah.
Most songs that use those marching band drums end up being hits, though, so I don't blame them for trying.
Yeah, try to jump on the little drummer boys, you know, parade over there.
Yeah, bro. Drums and group harmony is marching band drums and a lot of people singing together is two secret weapons to guarantee a hit. Look at Some Nights by Fun.
Yeah. And also key change in some cases, I'd say.
Oh, yeah.
Key change last 30 seconds, you know. We're gonna raise it up.
That's how Wigwam does it.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Yeah. Mr. Big, baby. Big in Japan.
Well, dude, that's not saying much. Hell, I'm big in Japan.
Yeah, we could be too. About? Who knows? We could Mr. Big.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Finally getting some electric action in here.
Yeah, it's more rhythm packing.
Yeah.
All right.
And that is literally the whole song, so... With that, yeah. Chris, let's go back a little bit. Let's read some lyrics and let's see if we can find a storyline here that may also help improve our grade.
Okay. So I'll start from the top here, from the first verse.
Unless it just absolutely backfires on them, this technique, like Prowler by Rapid Fire.
No. I haven't seen any, like, you know, rapey vibes from this. So.
Okay.
Hold my hands down so they don't.
I'm gonna stop you right there. Okay, you know, you just said a minute ago that you're not feeling any rapey vibes.
I literally said 2 seconds ago, and then 2 seconds.
And then you read literally the first lyrics of it. And now I gotta ask you a question, my friend. What constitutes to you, in your thoughts and opinions, pal? As a rapey vibe.
Well, the song Prowler by Rapid Fire, I'm on the hunt for you, which, like, honestly is basically probably Jeffrey Epstein's theme song.
I'm fucking with you, man.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Maybe he's talking about, like, he's about to get, like, you know, executed or something. It's a very old-timey song, you know, we off with their head with the gallows.
If he talks about unlocking her chastity belt after this or picking the lock on her chastity belt in the next line, I swear to God, bro, I'm gonna have some questions.
Yeah, this will be like a Pirates of the Caribbean theme song.
Boom, 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 boom. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So hold my hands down so they don't reach for you. In case you don't know, a saint is a sinner too. Oh, so he spits a fun fact as well.
This sounds pretty rapey to me, but let's keep going.
Blind my eyes so I can't see.
Yeah, she's praying mace in him.
What's coming for you is coming for me.
Oh. Yeah, well, so, oh, dude, oh.
Well, not that coming.
Oh, wait a minute. So she just sprayed him in the eyes with mace, and it didn't even deter him. It just turned him on more.
Oh, so basically Glenn Quagmire is immune.
And immune. Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay. And then the chorus here goes, and I hear the choir sing, calling me on back to you. And I forget now just what I'm supposed to do when a saint is a sinner too.
Probably just walk on by her front door, bro. That's probably bad.
That's probably bad.
I don't like where this is going.
Blame whoever wrote this. Slash and Rocco DeLuca. There you go.
I could not condone these lyrics so far, so I really hope verse 2 saves it. I'm going to give them a verse 2.
I think that's the only verse, and then I think it's a solo and then another chorus.
Ah, well.
Yeah, there's not much lyrics for this one.
There you go.
Interesting enough.
Well, folks, let's review the song. Who's going first this week?
I mean, I'll go first. Is it the best song off this album? No, there's like at least 5 more songs that are a lot better on this that I don't think we've even reviewed yet. Like, I think Back from Cali we haven't even reviewed yet, which is honestly one of the best songs on this album.
Yeah.
No, I don't think we have. Let me double check. Hang on.
We've either done Back from Cali or Dr. Alibi.
We've done Dr. Alibi. That is honestly one of the best.
Okay, maybe that's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Back from Cali. We did Starlight, the other Miles Kennedy song.
Okay.
which was a pretty good one too. That actually grew on me after a while.
I've always liked that song.
Yeah, like at first when I was listening to this album, like when I was like 16, I was like, eh, wasn't crazy about that one, but like it grew on me as the years have gone by. So
yeah.
But anyways, back to "Sane as a Sinner" too. It's a really weird one. It's like odd. I guess Slash, you know, this is his first solo album. He's trying to, you know, experiment with a bunch of different genres, sort of rock. Like, you know, Nothing to Say was basically him doing like a modern, at that time, modern metal track. And yeah, that worked out pretty well. So he had the right pairing for it. I think this one, he was trying to like do like a very Led Zeppelin inspired track. And I feel like some young kids heard this and then Greta Van Fleet was born. So who knows? And honestly, they've had Greta Van Fleet maybe had like three good songs, and the rest is just I don't really give a shit about anymore. They can reinvent themselves and cut the tribute act. But anyways, sorry. Fuck them kids.
Old blood.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying what's honestly true. They're basically a Led Zeppelin tribute act, you know.
That's how you really feel.
Well, there you go. I can go on longer, but I'm in the middle of a song review here.
All right. Proceed.
It's all right. It's not the worst thing ever that I've heard from Slash. It's not the best. I mean, it is a lot better than that Adam Levine track. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
well. So, 2 out of 5 for me. I probably won't listen to this again. Maybe like 1 or 2 times more at most.
Yeah.
But it was like an interesting experiment, you know, for Slash to try something else more bluesy and more in that Led Zeppelin style kind of thing, because that's what all I was getting from the song. Like, this is very Led Zeppelin, but then it kind of just ends off too soon, and like I wanted a little more from it, you know.
I feel you. All right, well, let's see here. If you hadn't told me this was by Slash, then I didn't really hear anything that really led me down the Slash rabbit hole too much. I mean, yeah, it wasn't terrible, but it wouldn't. I don't care for it. I'm gonna give it a 1 because the guitar parts were complex enough to keep me interested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was gonna say the solo was okay. I mean, not like Slash standards, but then again, he's playing on an acoustic, so I mean, the man can only do so much blues with an acoustic guitar.
Yeah, but you know what? He's if anybody was gonna try, I think it'd be Slash.
Absolutely.
Well, what did you think? Let us know in the comment section below if you're watching on YouTube. Everybody else, head over to Discord and head over to gunsandradio.com and get your free invite into our Discord. Link is in the description where we'll continue the conversation over there as well. Concerning
hit that sub button on YouTube, bitch.
Yeah, hit them subs. Let's get them subs going.
10K special.
Fuck yeah. And I do want to say thank you to Good Pods. We are charting on Good Pods again. So for the past couple of weeks. So thank you guys for checking out the audio stream over on Good Pods. And you're definitely going to want to come back next week for a new episode. Shall we spin upon the wheel and find out what song we're going to be reviewing next week on the Guns Radio Podcast?
Spinneth upon this wheel and bring us the next song to be reviewed at our hands. Sorry, I'm in like a very rigorous mode. God damn it, Led Zeppelin.
Let's find out together. It better be good.
Oh, come on.
Something good.
Live and Let Die.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Another
chicken pot pie. Oh, wait, that's the Weird Al version.
Well, Live and Let Die is going to be our next song on Guns and Radio.
Finally, it was like, we haven't cracked a lot of User Illusion 1. I mean, we did like Don't Cry, and I think a couple other songs from there, but finally, we're getting to crack the real Orange album, not You Spaghetti Incident, as I'm standing around SpaghettiOs here.
Yeah. I often forget drowned. That.
Oh, no.
There's going to be a lot of people looking at this that are like casual fans going, why don't they have like spaghetti if they're supposed to be a Guns N' Roses podcast?
Yeah, what's with the alphabet soup?
Yeah.
What's the thing at the bottom here? Right? Don't read Japanese.
Oh, the cipher? Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody's decoded that cipher yet.
Well, if we do, I'll give you free merch. How about that? I'll give you $20 Canadian.
I don't even think anybody has brought it up in Discord yet.
Yeah. Y'all are blind, man.
I think they assume it's the same cipher on the cover of the spaghetti incident.
That's true, but it actually isn't.
No. No. We made our own
coded
message.
That's how we do.
That's right. Maybe that'll be something we do in the season finale is reveal the cipher, or we keep it a secret forever.
Oh, that's true. Oh, only time will tell.
Have I told you?
Yes, you've told me.
Okay, so you know.
Yes.
I know.
We're the only ones I know, I believe.
Okay. No, for sure. Because I could have been lying if I told anybody else.
No.
That's pretty fair.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we are the ones hosting this podcast. We should know this shit.
Yeah. And if you're a fan of our podcast, it's not a hard one to figure out.
Not really, no.
The mystery continues. Ooh. Can you solve the mystery?
Will you live and let die? Or solve the mystery? Live and let die next week, though. I'm pretty excited for that because we actually got a short song, which is good.
Yeah, I know, right?
And it's, GNR covering a Bond theme. This is a better version than what they did on Chinese Democracy in 08 with their quote-unquote Bond theme.
Are you talking about the 007 one with Fortis?
No, If the World.
Oh,
which was like that originally supposed to be like we wanted to write like a James Bond theme, so we basically just did this, and the closest that thing ever got to being was in like a random spy movie with Leo DiCaprio that like didn't make any but money at the box office. Sweet.
That's a shame. That is a crying shame. We'll come back, folks, on next week on Sunday, and come tune in to Shotcast on Saturday. We'll see you then.
See you then, guys. Peace.